This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. President Trump has made no secret of his main beef with the current state of our trading relationship with China. The trade deficit that we have with Beijing is his own personal economic monster under the bed, despite most actual economists not being especially worried about it. There are a whole lot of reasons why we import so much more stuff from Beijing than we sell over there, but there is one area of this economy where China is trying really hard to import more from us. Academic talent. And that is raising alarm at some of America's top universities, as Marketplace's Sabri Benishour reports.
If you stroll around the campuses of China's top universities and research facilities, you may well bump into someone like this.
Chuck David, assistant professor at Tsinghua University School of Medicine.
Foreigners. David is an American. He studied at Duke and Columbia and Sloan Kettering in New York. He's not the only foreigner at his school or even his department.
In biology or life sciences, we have a British guy, someone from Spain, and an Italian woman who ran a lab at Yale for a while.
Thousands of them over the past decade have moved and set up shop at top Chinese universities and research centers. This is more than simply a sign of China's growing ability to pay for talent. It's part of a broader policy by the Chinese government.
There is a strong interest in recruiting faculty from abroad.
Michael Powers is a professor of finance at Tsinghua University's School of Economics and Management. He was at NYU's Stern School for 20 years before that. He says he was offered a competitive package to move and says China's top institutions, the government, and private foundations are willing to spend what it takes.
The universities in China have to be competitive with international salaries. So one way or another, they will put a package together to attract the foreign faculty.
In some fields, salaries can, as a result, meet or exceed what a professor could make in the U.S. The central government and regional governments offer stipends and support to foreign faculty and researchers. Some programs offer health insurance, housing subsidies, and money for faculty's children to go to private schools.
It actually covers a lot of things. So it's actually fairly important that I got it. And, you know, thank God I did.
That's Chuck David at Tsinghua University's medical school. But the reality is, he didn't even know he was going to get those perks when he applied for positions at Chinese universities. There was something else that drew him.
The overall funding climate in China is very good.
Funding for research, graduate students to help him with his research. At his current position at Tsinghua in particular, he says he barely has to write grant proposals at all.
It was sort of a no-brainer.
He says Chinese talent recruitment is not a threat to the U.S. for now. The U.S. still takes in more talent from China than China recruits out. 85% of Chinese nationals who pursue a doctorate in the U.S., for example, are still here 10 years later, contributing to U.S. research, though the Trump administration may shorten visas for Chinese students in certain science fields. Even so, some observers say the U.S. should take notice of Chinese efforts to draw in talent. One of them is Xiaofan Wang, professor of cancer biology at Duke. He also advises the Chinese government on how to make China more hospitable to foreign talent.
Policy right now is not really supportive for people who have the talents to stay.
Wang says NIH funding for biomedical research hasn't increased enough over the 36 years he's been in the U.S. and that it's a crowded and difficult process for researchers, native or foreign, who are just starting out to get funded. The U.S. National Science Board reported in February that China will probably pass the U.S. in research and development investments by the end of the year.
The U.S. still has the best in the world in terms of how the infrastructure, our culture, you know, all the sense, right? But we're not using that because the case that we're not putting money where it should be.
And that speaks to the real reason China is putting energy into recruiting and retaining talent. It's not simply about the educational system or research for research's sake. It's to develop the Chinese economy, specifically to promote innovation.
They need to change the economy, become not just made in China, but created in China. They realize that to compete in the international stage, the key is talents.
Research and innovation are drivers of growth, and for that, you need the best researchers and innovators you can get. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.